Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
War doesn't just impact borders. It hits people in their homes, quite literally. Since October the 7th, thousands of Israeli families have experienced the trauma of displacement, of damage and destruction. So what happens to your home if it's hit? What's insured? What's not? How does all of this impact property prices across the country, especially in high-risk areas? To unpack these very real questions, I'm joined by Barry Cohen. He's a leading expert in the Israeli property market to help us understand the financial, legal, emotional terrain of buying, owning, and rebuilding a home in a wartime country. Barry Cohen, good morning. I hope that you are well. Barry, if your house is bombed...
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning. Very bluntly, if your house is bombed, what happens next? Who pays for the repairs? What does government cover? What does people's private insurance cover? How does this all work?
So this is, not pun intended, very close to home. Often during our wars that we've had, I get calls from clients saying, you know, what happens if a rocket hits my building?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, are they insured for that? And obviously they're not insured. The government would have to pay for it. And then we kind of laugh it off and say,
yeah, but it'll never happen.
A rocket, are we gonna...
yeah, exactly. Famous last words.
Just under a month ago, I get a WhatsApp at 7:30 in the morning from one of our tenants. We've been hit. Now, this is a building in Ramat Gan. It's a new building. It's about 30 stories high. Mm. And it sustained a direct hit of a missile from Iran and caused a tremendous amount of damage. Now, I've sent you the video, so you know what I'm talking about. And so straight away, the question is, what happens? We've never experienced this before. And we start asking all the relevant authorities. So what basically happened, this was in Ramat Gan. The Ramat Gan municipality went into action and set up a center at a school across the road. And the bottom line is that the damage that the building sustains is covered by the state, the country or the coffers, pay for it. They have a special fund called Mas Rechush, which is basically property taxes, but it's more taxes for your belongings. And if your apartment is hit, then the government is obligated to restore it to its original condition. However, now, this is the big problem. It's all well and good that there's somebody there to help you. Mm-hmm. But in this case, it's a building of 30 floors, 150 apartments. Everybody's evacuated straight away. Now you've got 150 people that don't have a roof over their head. And this is just a part of it. There's in Ramat Gan, I think there were probably close to 300 people that were affected by this. And they are evacuated to hotels. And most of them are still in the hotels. A lot of them are looking for alternate accommodation. But all their furniture is still in the building.
Right.
So it's quite a traumatic situation now for all of these people because they don't know when they're going to be able to go back into the building to take out their belongings and the furniture. And they have to rent another apartment, but the apartments are empty. So now they have to buy furniture. So
it's
we had a Zoom
incredible.
Call.
Right.
The simple answer to your question is that the government covers it, but there's a much more complex
situation. The practicalities make it very, very difficult.
So what does the guy do? You know, he doesn't have furniture. We had a Zoom call with the municipality yesterday and the representatives of the Israel Tax Authority, and they're saying, guys, just go rent an apartment, send through your contract, and we will sort it out. We will compensate you for your furniture, et cetera, et cetera. And the tenants are saying, we've been doing that for the past 3 weeks, but we've sent through everything and nobody's got back to us. So obviously, you know, they're not there to handle hundreds or thousands of claims at a time. So it has created quite a disastrous situation for the tenants because they don't know where they're going to be.
And carry on.
In terms of numbers, I think since the beginning of the war, they've paid out about 20 billion shekels. Hmm. Before the war with Iran, there was about 9 billion shekels left in the fund. And about 5 billion of that has been paid out in this latest round. So there is money there from the government, and the government will have to top up that that fund. But the problem is that it's not being done quick enough, and that's creating a major issue.
So I had a conversation with my son who lives in Ramat Gan as well, and his contract, his lease is up for renewal, and he went to the owner and said, look, you know, can we just do it again on a 3-year, because I've been there for 3 years? And she said, no, absolutely not. Let's renew it for a year. But because of the removal of so many units, the prices have gone up, and I'm not going to agree to a 3-year on the same terms. And he was obviously quite upset about that, not just because of the financial implications, but the fact that people who do have properties are benefiting from the fact that other people's properties have been destroyed in a way.
So yes, for sure, what your son is experiencing and what our clients are experiencing is that what they were paying for now has gone up by 10 or 20%.
Right, so he mentioned a figure of 20%, exactly.
Right, so the government has said that if you were paying 8,000 shekels for your apartment and you find a similar apartment and it costs 10,000 shekels, they will bridge that gap up to a certain point.
Mm.
But that's only the people affected by the by the missile attack. You've got the rest of the market that is out there and experiencing the same thing. But I must just say, I don't know when he spoke to his landlord, but we've already, for the past couple of months, with our contract renewals, we haven't renewed more than 1 year at a time, because the expectation is this little episode aside, the expectation is that once the war is over, the market is going to shoot ahead.
Which is also incredible. I mean, if you think about it, what Israel has endured over the last 2 years, and yet property prices are going up irrespective of the fact that there might be removal of some stock in some areas.
So it's not exactly correct what you're saying. The market is not in a great situation at the moment.
Okay.
I'm not talking about rentals, I'm talking about sales.
Okay.
So the latest figures point out to a drop in sales for the first half of the year, an average of about 25% drop in actual deals. And in areas such as Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, in certain instances, a drop of 50% in sales. So the market is coming to, I wouldn't say a screeching halt, but it's definitely slowing down. And when you think about it, why shouldn't it? I mean, we're at war.
Mm.
I think we've been so resilient over the years to kind of, say, well, you know, the markets, there's too much demand and there's always going to be a demand. And we never think that the market can be affected, but we're at war. So we shouldn't expect it to be flying the market. And as a result, there's now there's a supply of about 81,000 apartments on the market at the moment,
mm-hmm.
where the ideal supply should be around 60,000. So it is going to put pressure on the market. But knowing the Israelis and knowing the market, short of something really strange happening, I don't see prices going down drastically. Maybe 5-7%. But then definitely the I don't know if you read that article in the Financial Times. There was an article in Financial Times about the Israeli economy. They're expecting it to be one of the biggest growing economies in the world in the next 2 years. The potential is there, but right now we're still at war, unfortunately.
That is unfortunately all we have time for, but it is so fascinating to hear both the negative and the positive. Ultimately, it's really about resilience. It's about the fact that Israel and Israelis are going nowhere. And if they're going nowhere, it means that they need properties. Barry Cohen, thank you as always. He's from the Blue Agency, giving us an understanding of the current property market in terms of war and what happens if a rocket hits your apartment.